Hello, this is George Jelinek. During the past many years on the vocal scene, I devoted several programs to Kirsten Flockstad and Lauritz Melchior, individually and jointly. They were, of course, the pillars of the great Wagnerian ensemble that dominated the American operatic scene before World War II. But that war caused the return of Flockstad to her native Norway to be with her family. What first seemed as an irreparable loss was amazingly and even speedily filled by Helen Traubel, a homegrown soprano of unusual gifts earmarked for Wagnerian glories. She was born in St. Louis in 1899, and like Flockstad, she was a relatively late bloomer. As a matter of fact, her Met career really began as Sieglinde alongside Flockstad and Melchior on December 29, 1939, at age 40. Elisabeth in Tannhäuser soon followed, and after Flockstad's departure, she gradually took over all of her colleagues' great Wagnerian roles. She first sang the Götterdämmerung Brünnhilde to Met on February 12, 1942. Almost exactly a year earlier, she had joined Lauritz Melchior in extended scenes from the opera in Carnegie Hall with Arturo Toscanini and the NBC Symphony Orchestra. Here are these two great Wagnerians early in the opera as Siegfried departs on heroic ventures, riding on Brünnhilde's horse, Grane, and leaving with Brünnhilde the Nibelung Ring as a pledge of their union.
Thank you.
Siegfried starting out on his famous Rhine journey. We heard Helen Traubel and Lauritz Melchior in an historic concert performance at Carnegie Hall on February 22, 1941. The NBC Symphony Orchestra was conducted by Arturo Toscanini. On that same occasion at Carnegie Hall, Helen Traubel also performed Brünnhilde's great immolation scene. The dead Siegfried's body lies on the funeral pyre. At Brünnhilde's signal, the fire is lit. She gazes at Siegfried's ring, hurls a torch into a pile of wood, which quickly bursts into flame, and then guides Grane toward the fire, where she joyfully joins her hero.
Thank you.
The ring is returned to the Rhine Maidens, and the age of the pagan gods has ended. We heard Helen Traubel and the NBC Symphony Orchestra under Arturo Toscanini in a concert performance at Carnegie Hall on February 22, 1941. Helen Traubel performed the three Brünnhildes of the Ring 80 times with the Met, mostly in the company of the legendary Lauritz Melchior. After a brief pause, we will hear this great pair of Wagnerians in scenes from Lohengrin and Tristan und Isolde. Helen Traubel first sang Elsa in Lohengrin at the Met on December 20, 1944, with Lauritz Melchior as Lohengrin, Erich Leinsdorf conducting. She recorded Elsa's Dream at Carnegie Hall, but with Artur Rodzinski conducting, shortly thereafter, on May 23, 1945.
Thank you.
Irving Culloden recalled that Traubel sang Elsa with strong voice and ample feeling, but the part was hardly suited to her physique. Unquote. That was, of course, true, but the same reservation could have been applied to many Elsas before and since. As for Isolde, when you find a good one, you happily accept the lady and forget about such concerns as a suitable physique. Traubel assumed the first of her 44 Isoldes at the Met on December 4, 1942. By the time she recorded Isolde's narrative with the New York Philharmonic in 1945, she was a seasoned and certainly powerful interpreter of the role.
Thank you.
We heard the oceanic voice of Helen Traubel in Isolde's Act One narrative with the New York Philharmonic under Arthur Rodzinski, recorded at Carnegie Hall in 1945. Melchior's first Tristan at the Met took place way back in 1929, and his several Met Isoldes included Frida Leider and Astrid Varley, in addition to Flagstad and Traubel. Melchior did nearly 100 Tristans in the house alone, a record that is not likely ever to be surpassed. Erich Leinsdorf was the conductor in this 1942 recording of Tristan's melancholy address to King Marke in the opera's second act. That was Tristan's monologue, O König, from the opera's second act. Lauritz Melchior sang, and Eddie Kleinsdorf, only 30 years old at the time, conducted. Now we come to Tristan's dying scene in Act 3. This was recorded in Argentina, with the orchestra of the Teatro Colón, Roberto Kinski, conducting. Curvanal is sung by Herbert Janssen.
Ist der Tag, Tag ist der Sonne, Sonne ist der Tag, Rachen des Blut, ich halte der Mut, Lust und Erwachen, freudiges Lachen, auf des Lagers von, wie sie am Taten, vorauf und daran, und die Herzen schlagen, Bist an der Welt in jubelnder Kraft, hat sich vom Boden hochgerauft. Mit Lachen der Wunde begräbt die Eist und Rollen. Mit Lachen der Wunde erjagt ich mir ein Lustig nun fließen, wie wir die Wunde ewig verschließen. Sie naht wie ein Held, sie naht mir zum Heil, erhebt die Welt, ein euch hauchtenden Heil. Wie hör ich das Licht? Leuchte, ha! Die Leuchte verlicht zu ihr, zu ihr!
Death of Tristan. Now, back to Artur Rodzinski on the podium, conducting the New York Philharmonic on May 23, 1945, at Carnegie Hall, as we hear Helen Traubel in Isolde's Liebestod.
Oh, Thank you.
Isolde's Liebestod and the New York Philharmonic under Arthur Rudzinski. Helen Traubel and Lauritz Melchior were the subjects of today's joint Wagnerian tribute. Both artists ended their operatic careers under unpleasant circumstances. When Rudolf Bing took over the reins in 1950, it became evident that Melchior's casual ways were not to Bing's liking. They feuded through the press, and Melchior was not re-engaged. Thereafter, he devoted his energies to television and the movies. Traubel was engaged, but her appearances were rare during the first Bing years, and since Bing openly disapproved his Wagnerian diva's showbiz activities, things soon came to a parting of the ways. There is no question that by 1950 both of these great artists were past their prime, but without taking sides in their disputes, more dignity should have been observed all around. Luckily, we have the recorded legacy of Traubel and Melchior, and that transcends the trivialities. The Vocal Scene is coming to you from Station WQXR in New York. Our engineer is Harold Chambers. This is George Jelinek.